to be able to see. It's good to see you all. Thank you for coming. It's good to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm going to tell you my story. I have always enjoyed hearing other men's stories. All of our stories are different, and it's wonderful. So, here's mine. In telling my story, I hope that I can connect with you and encourage you. I want to share what I've learned, what I believe, and I want to tell you what Christ has done for me in telling my story. So, I've been married for 33 years to Lindley, Rob and Camille. Rob's 23. He works at the Y. Camille's a teacher. She teaches third grade. I've been the CFO for Habitat for 5 years almost. I was a licensed CPA for 26 years. I like doing puzzles. I like learning. I enjoy breaking down something that's complicated and making it simple to be able to explain it to other people. I want to know the truth about things. That's part of what led me to being a CPA. You know, you get to find out what the real story is. I like to work hard and accomplish goals. I enjoy people. I like to play and have fun. Tom said, you know, I like to ride bikes, sail, play guitar. And in doing those things, I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned that I am weak. I am frail. I'm limited as a human being. Now, I don't usually say these things while I'm on an interview, but I'm going to share it with you. I'm selfish. I'm lazy. I'm prideful. I have limited understanding. I learn stuff every day. I get hungry every 3 or 4 hours. And if I don't eat, my productivity goes down. I get sleepy, I get afraid, fearful, and if I really get scared, I might get angry. Sometimes I get hurt and I cry. I'm not an efficient machine. I don't run cool forever. What I want to be is smart, strong, brave, handsome, respected. I also want to be kind, gentle, and loving. What society tells me I am is I'm just a regular guy. Nothing special. Not outstanding. I'm not the best at anything. I usually get beat. I'm a loser. I'm slow, fat, and bald. My faith journey started as a child. August the 31st, 1969, was my first profession of faith. I grew up going to church, singing in the choir, had an awareness of right and wrong. I tried to do what was right, usually, as a kid. What I've learned about life, you get good at what you practice. Goals are achieved in steps over time. And I have to be patient and diligent. I've also learned that it's helpful not to give up. I can only do one thing at a time. And if you like war, I would recommend you look at the concepts of divide and conquer and flanking for backup on that. If you make your enemy do more than one thing at a time, you can beat them. I believe in the importance of planning, communicating, and doing the math. And you can look at Luke 14:28. That supports that. What I've learned about business, being a CPA, I've gotten opportunity to see a lot of businesses from the general ledger. What I've learned is successful businesses keep it simple. It's important for you to know your competition. A good business model can be explained on a napkin. You should make and deliver the things your customer wants. Customers should be your top priority, followed by your employees, and third, cash. You have to spend less than you take in, and if you don't have cash, you don't have a business. So, now I'm going to tell you about some of the mistakes I've made. In preparing for this, you know, I have to look back. And there are a lot of things that I've done that I'm not proud of. I'm still on my journey. I haven't arrived. But I think it's important to share with you because I want you to know you're not alone. I also know that at any point in time, I'm only a couple of decisions away from disaster. Our struggles may be different, they probably are, but we all have them. And it's funny how when you're in a struggle, it's easy to feel like you're the only one in a tough spot. It's funny how that works. But you are not the only one. Everybody makes mistakes. So I'm going to tell you about three things as an adult before I committed my life to Christ and how I responded to those things and what the end result was. And then I'm going to share three things after committing my life to Christ, how I responded, etc. So I hope in doing that, that you can see the difference that Christ has made in my life. So, as a young man, I was confident and I thought I knew what was best. I trusted myself, and looking back, I trusted myself more than I trusted Christ. And I know I didn't trust God the way He wanted me to. And I think down deep I thought His rules would keep me from having fun. And, you know, I can fix things myself. I'll handle it. So that's not, I've learned that wasn't the best tack. So here's three examples. So in college, I had my first serious relationship with a girl named Cindy. It was wonderful. We really enjoyed being together and having fun. And before I knew it, she became pregnant. I didn't have a job. I was in college. And I encouraged her to terminate the pregnancy. And she did. That was a decision that I made in fear. And I will always have that in my past. Cindy and I stayed together. We both graduated from college. A year or so later, we got married. But within a year, We had separated and divorced. I was about 26 years old. She told me she was infatuated with somebody else. She didn't want to go to counseling, and she left. I did not understand it. You know, what's going on? I experienced rejection, helplessness. I felt like my life was tumbling out of control, and I was gutted by the rejection of my wife. So, while that's all going on, you know, I've graduated from college, but I'm still really struggling vocationally. I had a degree in business administration, but I didn't really have a skill, so I was, you know, looking for a career, looking for some place that I belonged, and I was going from one job to another, and I felt lost. So my personal life was a mess, my work life wasn't much better, and I was just starting out in life, and everything was messed up. It was hard. I was living a life that was the opposite of safe, secure, and stable. And it wasn't how I thought my life should be. And I felt small and weak. I made decisions out of fear. But even in that spot, there were blessings. Because suffering simplifies things. And it was really easy to recognize my need for Christ. It was a lot easier to hear His message to me. And I started listening. My mom said, "You need to go back to church." And I did. So I learned that God's rules are to help me be safe, to protect me. And I wanted that. So after I turned to Christ as an adult, here, Psalm 37 says it really well. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. I learned that one from you, Fred. God can work with us even when we make mistakes. He can meet us wherever we are. So as a young adult, I recommitted my life to Christ. Started going to church, found great friends at church. I met my wife, Lindley, in Sunday school. She's my gift from God. We went to Bible studies together. I found older men in CBMC, that were faithful and taught me about Christ and what real love is and what's true. I found a place to work where we had a Bible study at work once a week. Faith in Christ was valued at my job. And my faith grew. And I spent time with believers and my faith grew. So these men showed me how to be a man and live out my faith at work and at home. And there are several of you here, there are others that have been very important to me in that growth. And that, because I've never really experienced that before in my life. And so those relationships have made a big difference in my faith. And I'm really thankful for that. Now, just because my faith was growing, I was building my relationship with Christ, didn't mean I don't have struggles. I did. What changes is how I respond to those struggles. So I learned to depend more on Christ and less on myself. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." In this world, hardships and struggles are always going to be around. And so, here's some struggles I've had and how they have been blessings also. My son Robert has Down syndrome. And when we first found out Robert had Downs, Lindley was about 10 weeks pregnant, so they sent us to a specialist. And that guy scared us to death. You know, there's a good chance your son is not going to make it to birth. He could have a lot of serious problems. Cost you a lot of money. There's a higher incidence of divorce if you have a child with a disability. But because of my first experience with having a child with pregnancy and deciding to have an abortion, the last thing in the world I wanted to do is take that into my own hands and make that decision. God, I trust you. I believe in you. It's a big difference in the approach. So the blessing is I have Robert. Robert made it. Some of you know Robert. Robert's friends with Grace. So I've learned a lot about myself because of Robert. And he's been a blessing. And I can remember, you know, a friend that had a son with Down saying, "I wouldn't change him for the world." And I go, I couldn't understand that. You know, I felt like Down's was like a veil between me and Robert. But I can honestly say that I love Robert just the way he is. That's the same way Christ loves me. Same way Christ loves you. So here's my second story. After being married 20 years, Lindley and I had some marriage problems. It came to a breaking point. Seems like, you know, all there was distrust and anger. And I expected Lindley to leave me just like Cindy did. We hurt each other in that tough time. I remember giving up at least 3 times. Physically, emotionally, I could not carry on. Couldn't keep doing it. And I had to rely on Christ because I didn't have it. I couldn't do it on my own. But I didn't give up, and I trusted. Thank you. So once again, a huge difference in the outcome of our relationship. That napkin made me jump. Anyway, what I forgot to say is Lindley and I went to counseling. Lindley and I worked on it. We both worked on our marriage. And it made a difference. And I think Christ loved Lindley. Christ loved me. And then that love enabled us to love one another and rebuild and renew. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. But it's totally worth it. I had to focus on what I want things to be and trust. And I was fortunate that it worked out. And I attribute that to Christ. So we didn't give up. He gave us strength. And we loved one another and we renewed that marriage. And that's been really good. So my third example. I worked for a company named Bowie for almost 14 years. Bowie was in Dalton. And when I first went to work for Bowie, they had revenues of over $1 billion a year. Had about 12,000 employees. It was the biggest business I'd ever worked for. So over that 14 years, I saw revenues go down to just around $400,000, $400 million a year. $1 billion to less than $400 million. In late 2017, Bowie went into bankruptcy. That's why I know if a business doesn't have cash, you don't have a business. So I lost my job. You know, you experience rejection, insecurity, didn't know what was going to happen next. But still in that struggle, there were blessings. I got to spend more time at home, got to take my son to school, pick him up. I was home when my wife got home from work. I had part-time jobs that kind of helped me fill in the gap. We weren't that stressed financially. I trusted God would take care of me and my family, and He did that. I'm confident He will continue to do that. After 6 months of being unemployed, I was offered the job I have now at Habitat. That job was an answer to prayer. And I experienced peace and comfort during that time of uncertainty. And I think it's because Christ was in my life. So I've shared these examples of things that I've gone through so that hopefully you see the difference that Christ has made in my life. Things don't always go how I want them to go. But I know that when Christ is in control and not me, I'm going to be better off. I trust that. It could be sickness, might be addiction, it might be losing a child, a spouse, making a bad decision. We can find ourselves feeling pain, isolated, empty, lost, alone. We might feel weak, overwhelmed, might feel unglued. Those things are common feelings in life. But I believe with Christ, you can experience healing. Christ gives us love, and I believe He gives us everything we really need in life. So here are a few of my favorite verses. Isaiah 40:28. The Lord is everlasting. He's the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. Isaiah 40:29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the strength of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Faith is believing in even when you're afraid or scared. And I believe His word is true. So these experiences have shaped what I believe. I believe Christ has helped me manage my life. I believe the Bible is His word. I believe the Bible tells me the truth about life and human nature. And I believe the Bible also tells me about God's nature. So my most important relationship is with Christ. He showed me what love is. My relationship with Christ changes my thinking, my understanding, my actions. That relationship directly affects my family, my work, and my relationships with other people. And I believe I am what I think about. What I think determines how I respond. So pain and suffering, I believe, can have a purpose when we believe in Christ. I have to submit to Christ daily. My human nature wants control. And I have to fight with that every day. I believe our focus in life is to have healthy relationships because of what I've read in the Bible. Matthew 22:37. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So to have healthy relationships, first we love God, and we also need to love ourselves like God does, and then we can love others. Finally, we should never give up. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. So, I've got a message for you. Christ loves you. He wants you to have a full and meaningful life. We're sinful. Sin separates us from God. I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus suffered and was crucified on the cross, and He was sacrificed for our sin. I think Jesus is the only way to God. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. But we have to receive the gifts that God gives us. Ephesians 2:8-9. By grace you have been saved through faith, not yourself. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works that no one should boast. So we've been offered a wonderful gift, but we have to choose to accept that gift. So what I hope is that with the Holy Spirit, I've connected with you. And if God, if you felt that, if you felt His call, I would like for you to respond to that. And what's your heart saying to you? Are you ready to admit your weakness as a person and accept Christ's help? Do you need to recommit to Christ? And if you answered yes, I'd like for you to bow your head and pray with me now. Father, I've had enough of life lived my selfish way. I need you. I have sinned. I believe Jesus Christ died for me on the cross and rose from the grave. Jesus, I invite you now to come into my life and help me control my life through the Holy Spirit. I accept you as my Savior and Lord. Amen. There's an envelope in the center of your table. If you would pass it around and fill it out. And there's some boxes over on the right side. This is a way for CBMC to maintain contact with you. Thank you so much for coming and listening to my story. I hope you found it worthwhile. And I appreciate your attention and time. Thank you.